I think that the database of who, what, where is of particular interest to the department. I think items that pertain to the quality as such, insurance requirements, whatever, are items that the industry felt very strongly about, or at least the industry representatives on the task force. The catch reporting is another thing that a segment of the population out there is interested in. And those are kind of the three pieces. And what I'd like to let you know is kind of the null alternative here, if you will. If we don't go to licensing, we do have a registration process that we're learning to use. 1995 was the first year, and we're just now finishing compiling that information. And as I said, what we found right on the face was a very large proportion of the people that signed up for multiple areas. And for those areas that we have a fairly long history, like Southeast Alaska and Cook Inlet, it was evident that people that had no immediate intention of guiding in those areas signed up for those areas for whatever reason. We found also from this last year's experience with our registration process that it was very difficult for us to distinguish deckhands from lodge owners. The definitions that we're currently utilizing to define guides and the guiding operations they're inadequate, and regardless of what we do, we got to go back in and redefine some of these activities. As I said, we did observe a significant amount of what I guess I'd characterize as speculation of people that registered for areas that had no intent to fish. The day has kind of passed where the Department of Fish and Game can go on without a better understanding, at least, of the guiding industry. It's a very important component of the state's sport fishery for a number of reasons. It's providing opportunity to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to access that recreational opportunity. It's very important economically. We're obligated to provide decision-making bodies with assessments of the size, the characteristics of, the geographical distribution of the guiding industry. And so we're going to be committed to some sort of a data-gathering exercise, whether it be through a licensing procedure or through a more intensified registration and survey process, where we're going to just simply be left without the information that decision-making bodies need to describe the size, characteristics, geographical distribution, at times catch and effort levels of the guiding industry. And we're going to need to meet that need, as I said, through some kind of more intensified information gathering process, whether that's licensing or registration. I guess it, in a lot of respects, it could go either way. But one of the things that we lack right now, if we just go back to the registration process, we're going to need to go back to the board to require that the reporting obligations that we feel we have are made mandatory. If we send out survey forms, we need to get that information back. But we're not going to be able to report to the North Council or the legislature or to the Board of Fisheries accurate estimates of the size and characteristics of the guiding industry. One of the other things that would occur or be what we'd be able to accomplish with the draft as written here is right now the guide, the person that accompanies an angler in the field, is linked to the angler's activities. If an angler violates the law, the guide that's with that person is accountable as well. But there's no accountability back to the person that owns the business unless it's an owner-operator. That was one of the things that quite a number of people commented on over the course of the process. And we're not going to be able to put any kind of a dent in this illegal guiding activity that takes place under the guise of fishing clubs or outfitting. In fact, the lady that spoke from Southeast Alaska there about the yachts that come up and basically operate guiding operations, right now that there's no way of chasing that down. I'm not sure that a licensing procedure would, but at least at that point you'd have another tool. Anyway, Representative Austin, I thank you. I just wanted to let you know that the pieces that are included in the draft come from the department in part, the industry in part, and other interested individuals, if you will, in part, and that the department supports this process. I guess from our perspective, we need a better information gathering system. Licensing is attractive in that it gives us probably the most easy access to people, because we know doggone well who they are, where they are. enter through our registration process, we're going to have to do it one way or another. And I guess I just want to once again thank you for the interest that you had in this and the task force members and really the people that are calling in tonight as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate your comments. We've had several people, a number of different people who have asked to give second comments tonight. Because of the lateness of the hour, I would request that those people who are interested in giving more comments, please either put them in writing and fax them to me at 465-4956, or wait till we have another hearing, which we will probably do in another week or so. We haven't scheduled one yet, but there's only two of us left here on the committee right now, Representative Olgan and myself. Everybody else had to go to different functions, so Mr. Olgan.
Would you, seeing as how I hung in here the line, would you extend me the courtesy of making a comment before we sign off?
You may most do so, yes.
Thank you, sir. Currently, there's a stipulation that you lose your license for 3 years if you don't fill out your paperwork. Personally, if you're going to have a licensing requirement, I would rather see people losing their licenses for violations and not being able to get a license for violations than paperwork. I mean, if we're going to have one. That was a short comment for me, huh?
I think it's a good comment. You could hold up their license or something if they didn't do the reporting, but instead of making it a violation, so we can look at that and figure that out. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close this meeting tonight then, and we'll announce it again when we schedule another hearing on this bill. So we'll adjourn at 6:48. Thank you, everybody, for attending and giving their input.